two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back to Cougar Sports Saturday here, March 6th. That's a beautiful day here in Utah, and thanks for spending some of it with us here on Cougar Sports Saturday. Matt Biamonte and Mitch Harper. Been a great show. We've had some tremendous guests. Cody Feger, assistant coach at BYU. BYU great. One of the greats down at BYU basketball. Tyler Haas joined us. And then freshman wide receiver Cody Epps as well. So thanks to them for spending some time with us. But Mitch, we got to get to a program we really, not a program, but a segment here on the program we really enjoy as we touch on some news and notes in the hurry up along BYU sports.
That's right. And BYU women's hoops, we're not going to forget to mention Jeff Judkins' squad. They are in the West Coast Conference tournament, going to be playing on Monday their first game. Like the BYU men, they'll be in the semifinal round as the 2 seed as well. And they took home a lot of West Coast Conference awards. Shaylee Gonzalez, co-player of the year in the conference, only a sophomore. Big things in store for Shaylee Gonzalez in her BYU women's basketball career. And then Jeff Judkins, named WCC Coach of the Year. It's the second time Coach Judkins has received that honor since BYU joined the league in 2011. So congrats to BYU women's basketball. They got to take care of business in Vegas, though, Matt. They're not like the men where they're a lock to be in the tournament. They're on that bubble right now, so they got to go to Vegas with the mindset they got to win 2 games to ensure they're in the big dance.
On the men's side of things, Matt Harms named Defensive Player of the Year. He was second team All-WCC. Alex Barcelo, first team All-WCC. Brandon Averett, second team, and Caleb Lohner on the All-Freshman team. So nice to see both basketball programs recognized by the West Coast Conference.
Yeah, this piece of news over on the gridiron in the NFL shocked me, man. I'm not going to lie. It was shocking. Kyle Vannoy, former BYU great, after 1 season in Miami with the Dolphins, he was released. Still hasn't been official yet, but Vannoy issued a statement saying he was disappointed and sad that he's being released by the Dolphins. Miami looking right now to potentially trade Kyle Vannoy, but he's on his way out of Miami due to a salary cap crunch with the Dolphins. So kind of surprising. That's just the world of the NFL, I guess you could say.
Makes no sense. I think he's the best linebacker on the team, and someone's going to benefit from this. He's probably not going to make the same amount of money, but there's a lot of playoff teams who would jump at the chance to get Vannoy. One team in particular that I think is going to generate some interest, Kansas City. I think they need some linebackers, so I wouldn't be surprised if Vannoy reunites with Danny Sorensen and adds some much-needed help to the Chiefs linebacker room. So
you know what? I love that move for Vannoy if that happens, because, one, we would see him a ton on nationally televised games, and he'd probably be another former Coug in a Super Bowl, because let's face it, the Chiefs, they're not slowing down anytime soon.
BYU football added a pair of football games to future schedules. Home and home with Ole Miss, which I think is notable, being an SEC team, you get that 1-1. And then Dixie State has been added as well. So Dixie State's playing football right now. Kind of interesting. Former BYU quarterback Cody Wilson at the helm down there. So nice to see BYU football get some an in-state game and then an SEC game as well.
Did you go to the Grove in 2011,
no,
man?
No, one of my great regrets. I couldn't go because I was I actually could have gone. I was still doing some internships here at KSL, but I did not go, and dang it. You know, I wanted to do all these things when I was young, and I was poor. It's like, now that I'm married and I have a little flexibility, I can't do anything. I've got a four-month-old home. It's just, I mean, no offense to them. I love them very much if you're listening. Love you guys, but I would have loved to have done those things when I was younger. I just couldn't afford it.
Yeah, I was there, and I must say it was one of the best experiences I've ever experienced at a BYU.
Is it the best road experience you've ever had, Mitch?
That's tough to say. I would say as a fan, yes, because that tailgating scene, man, that was awesome. And being there in the Grove, and I'll say it as a single man at the Grove, it was fun. It was a good time. I had fun. Now, as a married man, it'd be a different perspective. And as a media member, it'd be a lot more, you know, well-kept, professional. But, you know, the Grove was a good time. I had a lot of fun. It was fun. I enjoyed it. And, you know, it was terrible football game, I must say. Like,
yes.
Other than Kyle Vannoy, recently released Miami Dolphin. Had it not been for him, that's a brutal game. But, man, that was a good trip. It was so hot. It was like 95 degrees. It was humid as can be. And I did not realize just that humidity. Like, it is a real thing. It's tangible. I could barely breathe. But, man, it was so much fun being down in the SEC. I love when BYU goes to games in SEC country because it's just a different mindset. It's a way of life college football is down in the SEC. So I'm glad to see Ole Miss back on the schedule and to get them coming to Provo, too. And the first game. It's going to be in Provo in 2028, and then BYU returns to the Grove in 2029. What was kind of depressing, though, Matt, was I was 23 when BYU went to the Grove. I'm going to be 41 the next time they go to the Grove.
Oh, man.
So
dang.
That's a little bit more depressing, I must say.
But
I digress. Six BYU football players made the NFL Combine. That's well known, but what's impressive is that tied for 11th nationally in the most invitees by one college to be sent going to the NFL Combine. So a banner year for BYU football at the NFL Draft.
In related news, because a lot of the Combine's digital, each team in the NFL gets 5 Zoom opportunities with a given player. Mm-hmm. And Zach Wilson has met with an interesting team a couple of times already, Mitch. The Jacksonville Jaguars, who possess the number 1 pick. Quarterback coach, I think it's Brian Schottenheimer, met with John Beck a few times. Are you thinking there might be a chance Zach Wilson bumps up to number 1 overall?
Man, I wish, but I don't think there's any chance at all. I think this is just simply due diligence by Jacksonville, just making sure they're crossing their T's, dotting their I's, doing all the homework necessary to make sure that this, you know, multi-million dollar, tens of millions of dollar investment that they're going to make is the right one with Trevor Lawrence. So I think it's just due diligence, and it's the right move to make. I mean, just you want to make sure that you know everything about all these top prospects, and Zach Wilson is clearly one of those top guys. No, I don't think he's going to be the number 1 pick at all. It's Trevor Lawrence, and that's fine. And now Zach Wilson, it's the conversation could be, will he be number 2? Will he be number 3? I think it's going to be number 2. Just matter which team is it going to be.
Anybody but the Jets, please. Dallin, your Carolina Panthers, can they trade up? Get this guy. You get to work with Joe Brady. You get Christian McCaffrey, some nice receivers. Carolina, here we come, baby.
But Carolina would be brutal from a standpoint of no one watches Carolina Panthers
games.
Like, you would never see him on Sunday Night Football. If you don't have the Sunday ticket, you're never seeing Zach Wilson.
Are you going to with the Jets? I mean, they're horrible.
The Jets are always a story. Like, they're a train wreck, and they're always a story.
Anybody but the Jets,
please. He'd be in the national media cycle all the time with the Jets.
Yeah, well, he'd be on Greenberg on First Take or Get Up would be talking about him left and right. Anyways, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the NFL Draft. Last quick thing, Chase Roberts, wide receiver back from a mission. Not going to play in spring ball, but he'll be in the mix at wide receiver.
Yeah, and he just followed Cougar Sports Saturday on Instagram. So you should as well. At CSSBYU, at KSL Sports, at Biomonte Met, and at Mitch underscore Harper. That's a lot of ads for you to handle. Appreciate all of you. We'll talk to you next week, recapping the WCC tournament and previewing March Madness. Talk to you then here on Cougar Sports Saturday.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.